or from townhall.com.
What's on your bucket list? Adventure? Travel? Crazy fun? Connecting with nature? Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 end-of-year bucket list swipe to win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Plus, earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, December 29th, where you can win $5,000.
Two winners.
Or $599.
21 winners.
Let us help you check off your bucket list. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Except Linda's not here on Tuesdays, so she's on sabbatical this morning. She is already up though. I said, "Hun, why don't you just kind of lay in bed at least till like 7 o'clock?" I mean, at least till 7.
I'm sure that Snooki appreciates that.
Well, you know, the dogs, Lynn, are just, of course, dog got her up, I guess, 4:30 this morning instead of me. And I said, why don't you just lay there till 7 o'clock, at least in the dark, and pretend you're sleeping. Oh, got things to do. I'm a morning person. And I'm like, okay. Anyway, 7:07 in the morning right here at KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR 1460, Bad Bob is back.
And good morning. It's
good morning. We know we missed you, man.
Tumultuous couple of days.
I know. But, you know, so, but, you know, best wishes and all that kind of stuff.
And if I may, a shout out to Dr. Blasingame, who spent a portion of yesterday deep in my mouth and left me able to actually function to come into work today. Look for wet weather this week. Cloudy rain developing this afternoon. Rainfall near half an inch for today. And then another inch or so tomorrow. Localized flooding possible. The wet stuff continues through Wednesday night into Thursday. And we should see a break in all this by Friday. So add to those aquifers. It will be cold Friday night, though, as it drops down right around the freezing point. Currently in Reading, we are at 40 degrees. And this is a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'll have rainfall totals for you shortly.
Okay, a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Just give them a call, 365-3793. Chuck and Judy Kenny. Great, great, great people. Okay, buddy. I'm glad to have you back. Just Bob did a good job while you were gone, of course.
Oh, and, great.
You know,
excellent.
He comes up with – you know what he does? And, I mean, not that you don't, but they had – we had Good News Rescue Mission here on yesterday, Ken White. And he was finding things they had to do that – you know, we were anything we talked about. All of a sudden, there's music with those words in it. For the most part, it was you know, it's like you do. But anyway, shout out to Just Bob. All right, Reading Rancheria just awarded $95,000 in grants again because they're getting ready to have next year. They're going to have that big big costume ball they have, and they give out a big check for like $10,000 to another 501c3 around here that does things for our community. $95,000. They've given well over $2 million to the community here in the last 15 years to help those organizations that are helping people right here. Now, not to be picky, all right? I don't want to be picky. as I change and transition into our friends over at the Record Searchlight. They've gone through, what, three owners here in, what, 2 years? Something like that. The changes, and I can't even imagine how difficult it must be. That it, you know, you're rolling along, and you've been doing this for like 40 years, and then you have to make a change. Okay, so you make the change, and you put new things on the headlines up there, and all this, and then you get going with that, put new look in the newspaper, but a new website, totally new website. Okay, all right, got that running, and then get bought again. And now you've got to change over to a new website and a new look in your newspaper. And I think they're still in transition because I'm reading stories on the website, you know, off of my iPhone, because that's where a lot of people get their news. And they can listen to us, of course, on your iPhone. And it's got stories from last October on the front page. The front page of that today, and I haven't seen the paper yet because a lot of people get, you know, going for the digital, was Bakersfield man, unarmed Bakersfield man, 73 years old, shot by police. Now, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, that might be a story I want to look back in, the 12th page someplace, because I'm not from Bakersfield. And and even though the man was shot and killed, I feel for that, but it has nothing to do with us or our surrounding area. It's not even in Northern California.
It does push a perception that the media is feeding upon right now, that and it pushes this perception that that cops are automatically in the wrong. And that headline is insightful.
Well, that's true. Okay, now see, I wasn't even looking at it like that. I was too much internal here that said, okay, here we are looking at news from Bakersfield, looking at news on the iPad, on their website from months ago, and where is everything? So I know they're going through a tough time right now, but it's kind of like we're trying to roll out a new and you'll love this one, Bob. We're trying to roll out a new website here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with the designer. So the
guy like giving birth.
So our webmaster right now, he goes, well, okay, that's it. If you're going to have somebody, blah blah blah, and I went, look, you're not a designer. And he's not, you know, and he told us that 1,000 times. He's not a designer. He maintains and he improves on things. That's great. But we need to look at something. And he said he had all these great ideas. Well, where are these great ideas? You've only been here for like 9 years. We're starting our ninth year. So where are these great ideas? I need to look at something new. It's time for something new. Everybody needs something new. A little chaos in your life. Of course, at the Bot House, chaos comes with your coffee. Just like some coffee and chaos. We do that a lot. Anyway, so now I've got the webmaster, who does a good job. Webmaster is like, settle down, son, settle down. I want to see what we can do here, how we can work together to put together a good product. Well, anyway, you're going to be seeing a new website toward the beginning of the year. I would have said on the first, but I'm not sure anymore. And I'm into these website things. So, Bob, I mean, if we – and because there's moving parts in this.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, even if you're templating it. There's still a lot of moving parts. You know, you're putting buttons in. How's it going to fit over to Facebook? Where are the archives going
to
be?
And everything has to be mobile-friendly, which was not the case 10 years ago.
Exactly. And so, like, when I was taking a class at CloudWise Academy, and the next one is search engine optimization, by the way, that starts next month in January. It's kind of like you've got to have, when you design something, it's got to fit not only on your computer and your laptop, it's got to fit on your iPad, and then it's got to fit on your phone.
Yes.
And it's got to bring everything over, all that information over. Very, very, it's not very difficult, but it's time consuming.
Finesse.
Yeah, it calls for that. But you can do that kind of stuff. CloudWise Academy teaches you to do that. This is not a CloudWise Academy commercial by all means. No, not like that. I'm just saying is that when you start, like we're starting our ninth year. What's today? The 13th? Today or tomorrow is our anniversary. That's our eighth birthday, buddy. Our eighth birthday is tomorrow. It could have been yesterday, but I think it's tomorrow. Our eighth birthday. Bob,
I'm
look at me. I know you're
ending
on pain meds here, but look at me when I'm saying this. You've been here for the whole time. Yeah. On the first day, you were crawling around here trying to connect wires.
Well, once the engine block was out of the way.
In the gas pumps. Remember the gas pumps? They were in here too.
The audience thinks we're making that up.
It's not making that up at all. These are us. These rooms that we took and built in were extraordinarily used. Okay, look, we're going to take a break here. And I hope everybody's having a great day. 40 degrees right now. It's going to go up to 52. But you know what? Here's the big thing. See, if you leave me in bed and it's dark, my sleep number bed, that's it. I roll over. And did I hear the dog this morning at 4:30? Yeah, I did. Did I get up? No. I hope she's not listening right now. Because then the dog goes to the other side and tries the other side. And Linda's like, you know, little mom. She gets up, takes out the dog. Because I am in my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is 60, and it hasn't changed in months. I am happy there. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. She's happy there. And now with the new pillows we have, those great pillows that come from Sleep Number, the Comfort Fit pillows, you can't get any better than that. Sleep Number, highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. Voted best mattress by Consumer Reports. Just, you know, picked out Sleep Number as the best mattress. You can't get any better than that. So right now through December 18th, today's the 13th, five more days, you can save $300 on selected mattresses plus 48-month special financing with a Sleep Number credit card. Restrictions apply, subject to credit approval. See stores for details. The store's right down at the Target Shopping Center. Go on in, see them, see Brian, see Jana, see any of them down there. Look at the new pillows they have. They are outstanding. Give yourself a gift of sleep for the next, decade at least, on your Sleep Number bed. We'll be right back, 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, right here at KCNR 1460.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our eighth year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701. Or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Ding a ling, ring, ding, ding a ling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. It is 22 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 40 degrees. It's going to go up to 52 today. Low tonight is 45, and you say rain's on its way, right, Bob?
Next several days.
Next several days.
At least through Friday. So, by the way, I checked the levels up at Shasta Lake. And that's kind of our semi-official for the area. That's the one I pay the most attention to because it puts water in the lake. We have had just in the last 30 days, less than 30 days actually, 10.5 inches of rain fall at Shasta Dam. That's real good for December, and that has brought the lake up to just 60 feet down from the top. So we've gained 7 feet just in the last couple of months.
That's super. We like that. That's great. Because in this coming summer, we are going to be out in that lake all the time, as so many others are. Okay, like I said, 40 degrees, going to go up to 52 today. Not so much rain today, but on the rest of the week. Hey, I want to talk about Omaha Steaks here just for a second. I went out and bought Omaha Steaks from my sister and brother-in-law. And let me tell you how easy it is. You just go to Omaha Steaks, the webpage. You have the search bar there. You put CL, like for Carl and Linda, in there and hit search. It'll take you right to the family pack. You pick the family pack. It's $217 or $219 worth of meat. Filet mignon, chicken breast, kielbasa sausage, pork cutlets, tartlets, all these little things. It goes in there, plus extra. You know, they throw an extra 4 kielbasa sausages in. It takes you over to it. You say who you want to send it to. It takes your payment information. Boom. And if you want to, you can add a Christmas card to it, and you can add fancy wrapping. Nah, it's just going to my, because we send them other things. But that's how easy it is. But you have to go to it and use it. I found it easy to use. And I think it's a great present for my sister and brother-in-law. There's just two of them because the kids have moved out. But this is a perfect package for them to eat, you know, over the next few weeks. And it comes, it'll be there it'll be there Tuesday. It'll tell you when. Takes all the information. OmahaSteaks.com. Try it. I think you're really going to like it. We like it. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk about the new Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. The new Secretary of State, the guy that was headed up ExxonMobil. Now, let's just get this out of the way right at the beginning. Is he doing it for money? No. He's making $186,000 as Secretary of State, which is 145th percentile of his regular pay of $27 million a year, not counting the packages that go along with it. So I would say he's not doing it for the pay, and I probably is that he will probably donate that money right back into the State Department or back into the Government General Fund, however they do that. What about Rex Tillerson? Okay, first, this guy has got, people talk about Russia. Oh, he's too close to Russia. He has contacts in Russia. He's done business in the Caspian and Russia for many years, along with other parts of the world. He starts out as an engineer in this company and works his way up to the head, to the man, to the man, the apex predator, the epitome of a business leader of one of the largest companies in the world. Twice as large as any other oil company.
Yeah.
This is this guy. Now, does he have friends in Russia and all over the world? Yes. Is there something wrong with that? Russia is one of our main it could be one of our main I don't want to say foes,
But they've got a loft to say what's going on in the world. They have thumbed their noses at us under the Obama administration. They have done things that have made us look silly. Well, we've done things that made us look silly by letting them do things like the Ukraine, coming into Syria, all these other things that the Obama administration and the last Secretary of State's, thank you, Hillary, thank you, John, have allowed to do. There's nothing wrong with having somebody that has personal ties, has business ties in these countries. They understand the country, and they know who to go to. Click, you know, hey, we need to get this done. We need to, you know, really bring detente back,
yeah.
You know, and we're you know, like, as countries that can work together. What's wrong with that? The other things is, when you listen to the guy, and it says he has this ability, you know, what I've read on him, he has this ability to take a very complex problem with all these different parts and cut right through the middle of it and come up with a simple solution and are able to put all those complex parts together and make it into one cohesive, clear, concise statement, and then how to handle it. This is not an easy thing to do.
Right.
And not only that, so when he's in there in the State Department and all that, and you're looking at this, now, the one thing he doesn't have working at the State Department, see, with his business sense and his ability to lead and all, that puts him right away, you know, light years ahead of what's in there now. Mm-hmm. The one thing he doesn't know is how the State Department operates within itself and how it's working with Congress. Now, those are things he's going to have to pick up on. But he surrounds himself with some good people, as does every great leader. He surrounds himself with good people there. And the other thing, too, is you look at him and you look at who else is in there, your Secretary of Defense, Homeland Security, National Security, and or the National Intelligence. You've got three generals there. They're also apex predators at the top of their game. They all know each other. They've all been there. I don't know if they know each other, but they've all been in these areas that are places that we need to worry about. They've all been there. So they should be able to talk to each other. I think this is a great – I think it's going to be a good choice. We'll see. But I really think it's – he's one, he's out. He's not from the Beltway. He's not a Hillary Clinton. He's not a John Kerry. He's not these, he's not from inside the pool of festering diplomats.
Well, a lot of these very wealthy in and of themselves academics who've never worked an honest day in their lives go around telling us that it is a sin to make a profit. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, that's wrong. It's wrong to get paid. You know, the CEOs are getting paid too much. I don't hear the people saying that Hollywood stars are getting paid too much.
Yeah, basketball players and rap singers make.
I don't hear him say that. Oh, well, you know what? Okay. But here's an even better one. Here's a CEO that has his company making money, right? He's making money. His people are making money. They're hiring a lot of people. He makes $27 million a year, all right? Let's just say, yeah, $27 million a year, maybe 30. Look how much money Tom Cruise, or let's just pick somebody else, George Clooney makes on a movie. They're making like $20 million yeah. or more, plus a piece of the action.
Yeah.
For what?
Being able to memorize, read lines, and say them convincingly.
I'm not even saying they're not good actors, because George Clooney could be a great actor, or Matt Damon, or any of these others that are these left wings that say, oh, it's not fair. You don't see them saying, you know what, I really make too much money. I make too much money for me. Come on. I'm here. They take care of me. They get, you know, they fly me to these great places. You know, I get, you know, I'm here in this movie, and yet they don't take less money. Do you hear them say that?
Yeah.
Do you hear them say that? Because, okay, we need to take a break because you've got me going now, because now we're going to come back into the hypocrisy of the left. And why is the left wing media and the people that you know and love calling you Nazis? We'll be right back after these messages.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 a.m.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here, and it is 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 40 degrees, going up to 52 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. 605-4567 is our phone number. I expect you to come in and jump in on this one here, this hour, or this half hour, in this segment, and which is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers. If you're looking for help in the home, in-home help care, go to Home Helpers. Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year, Home Helpers. It's not just that. Sharon Clark handpicks her people. They get an extensive background investigation. They're all trained well. They're all bonded and insured. And whether it's for a short period of time, like say you broke your leg skiing and you just need some help around the house and they can come in and check on you a couple times a week, or long-term in-home health care to keep your loved ones happy and healthier in their own home, go to Sharon Clark Home Helpers, 226-8350. Can't say enough about her. Okay. Now, why is it that people that I, you know, family members, not close family members, but, you know, out there, cousins, they send out things and, it, you know, and they forward these things. And I wonder, do they forward these things on Facebook? Do you actually read these things, or do you just read like the little headline? But you don't get into what they write. Because when you get into it and then you find out is that she believes that anybody that voted for Trump is a Nazi. And conservatives are Nazis. That's what the guy says. I mean, he just says it. And I think, can she really believe that? Because I know her brother voted for Trump and his wife voted for Trump, and they seem very close. I mean, do they – I mean, does she really think her brother's Nazi? And what I wrote back was, look, if I thought if any of my friends were had these Nazi-like symptoms, you know, or people I knew or hung around with a little bit, had these Nazi-like symptoms or, you know, exhibited behavior like this, that'd be it. Who wants to hang around with a Nazi? Yeah. I mean, well, are you kidding? Yeah. So I know that it's a lot of it's hyperbole. I know that. But still, it's still going on. I thought, okay, everybody's going to calm down a week, two, maybe, you know, 3 weeks after the election. Well, guess what? It's been a month. Mm-hmm. They're still not calmed down. And now the left-wing media is demeaning the Trump presidency. They're trying to pull it down by saying is that the Russians – not only hacked into the Democratic database in their emails and Podesta's and published it. They gave it to WikiLeaks who published it. They did it for one reason, and that's to have Trump win so they could get Trump in there, which then negates the election because part of the Constitution says if another country comes up, blah, 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 it negates the election. So the Electoral College cannot vote for him.
Nice try.
So what they've done is they're trying to tear down the Trump presidency before he's even president. People are paying money to have Trump electors change their votes. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'll pay you money to change your vote. You don't have to vote for Hillary. You just have to, you know, just vote for anybody else but not Trump. Do not give him the presidency. Bring him down to 269 votes. Now, this is how stupid they are. This is how stupid these people are. They're trying to do this. What happens if neither one wins the Electoral College? Where does it go?
Goes to the House of Representatives.
Okay, last time I looked in the House of Representatives, what was it?
Pretty heavy.
It was pretty heavy Republican, right? Yeah. I mean heavy Republican.
Yeah.
I mean by 60 votes. 60, at least.
Yeah.
60 votes. Maybe more. So then it goes into the House of Representatives. Now, who do you think they're going to vote for?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Trump.
Yeah. Well, and the whole thing that, this must be a popular vote. No, it doesn't. And a friend of mine who's local here.
The whole thing is stupid.
I said, how do you feel about the CDF tax, the prior tax? Well, that was terrible. Well, who do you think voted that in? The majority who lives in the city who doesn't have a freaking clue about what it's like to – who think that
the
we all live in
the same ones that are taking
wides.
Your guns away from you.
Yeah.
The same ones that are making you register so you can buy a box of 22 ammunition when you go shooting with your son or your grandson. These are the people that voted for her.
That's what
these are the people that voted for her.
Of urban elites brings
right.
you.
But – yeah, and that's what it is. But look, let's look at it like this. And I'd like to hear your comments on this. I know you guys are out there seething. Why is it that the political left, the ones that lost this, see, I think they're doing all of this for one reason. They're trying to tear down the president. They're trying to say that the Russians did it. They're trying to do everything. Why do you think, what's the underlying reason for this? Well, maybe somebody's going to call in and tell us, because I tell you what I believe the underlying reason is, and that underlying reason is, who do we have here?
And we have Henry on the line.
Henry, what's the underlying reason that the Democrats are trying to negate the election and make Trump look terrible and saying it's the Russians? What's the one reason?
First of all, they're poor losers.
Okay, poor losers, that's a big thing.
Okay, the next thing is that they would give anything in the world not to have Trump in there.
Well, yeah, that's true.
The whole establishment in Washington is afraid of Trump. And that includes the Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Republicans are now going to have to, after all this time, saying, well, we'd do it if Obama wasn't there. Well, now Obama's not there. Now they're going to have to do something.
Well, let me clarify something you talked about there a little bit. If the Electoral College doesn't carry enough votes to carry the Electoral College, then the presidency goes to the Senate.
Oh, the Senate. Okay, I was wondering about that.
Now,
is it the Senate? Okay, let's look that up.
The Senate does not have to pick Trump.
No, it doesn't.
The Senate can pick anybody they want. And this, I think, is the end game of the whole thing.
It may be, but it's not going to happen.
Oh, I don't think it's going to happen.
No, of course
either.
Not.
I think there's enough people out there with integrity enough to vote for what.
7 days from today, Donald Trump will become the president-elect for sure. Okay, what do you have there?
If neither candidate gets a majority of the 538 total votes, the election for president is decided in the House of Representatives, with each state delegation having one vote. So it's not by the number of representatives you have. A majority of 26 states needed to win. Senators would elect the vice president, each senator having one vote.
Yeah, that's
okay,
correct.
That's it.
I was wrong.
Okay, that. I thought it was the House, but I wanted to look that up. I wasn't going to say no. Okay.
Here's why
they're doing this, Henry, in my opinion. They're doing this. They're saying the Russians got into it. The Russians did this for one reason, is that the liberal left media, the mainstream left-leaning media, and the people that supported – wait, let me finish here – is that they need a reason to show that they weren't just totally off the page, just like that, oh, that's the reason that Hillary lost. It has to be the Russians. It wasn't because we did bad reporting, bad polling, or that she was not a good candidate and he outworked her to become president. No. See, they have to have this thing where it's like, oh, God reached down and made this happen. I mean, it can't be that for the real reasons. That's why they're grasping at this. They're embracing this.
Well, you got to realize that maybe my feeling is a little different about Russia, but we have never fought a war with Russia that I remember.
Only by
proxy. Russia has been an ally in World War II. They did have the communist thing over there, which more or less broke up. I think Russia is about as capitalistic as we are, with the exception they call themselves communists.
Well,
and I would like to see Trump get in and make some kind of a peace with Russia, or they would have enough beef between the United States and Russia to go in and settle that Middle East thing once and for all.
Well, I think that's exactly what, if I was Trump, that's one of the things I'd look, is, you know, why not become, you know, here's the thing about becoming a closer relationship with Russia. You know, it's trust but verify, that kind of thing that Reagan said. But you're right, between Russia and the United States, we could clean up the Middle East. We could wipe out ISIS. We could take care of Syria. We could actually put them back into let them figure out what they want to do then. Because, frankly, we don't need to do any more nation building.
Well, let's face it, one of the biggest mistakes the United States ever made, in my opinion, was going into Iraq to begin with. Saddam Hussein, for whatever he was, had that country under control. They had a reasonably good economy, and I don't think anybody suffered too much over there, as long as you didn't buck the regime. And we went in there and tore it down and tried to make a democracy out of a religious-based organization or a religious-based state.
There's a lot of things that could have been done differently. You're right, Henry. Henry, you have to run. Thanks a lot for your comments. Anyway, here's where I'm at. This is where I'm at. The left and the liberals and the and it's not all Democrats. A lot of Democrats have just said they've gotten into the Hillary Clinton statement. What difference does it make? They just move on. It's the ones in the media, because they were so wrong. They were so wrong that they've got to come up with a reason that shows that they weren't wrong. Oh, no. It wasn't us. It was those damn Russians.
KCNR.
It was those Russians that did this. We weren't wrong. Our polls weren't wrong. We weren't wrong to just throw ourselves, go completely in the tank for Hillary Clinton, and then to lose, because that shows that they have no power, that the power they thought they enjoyed is just in their little editorial rooms up in New York and Washington and L.A. You won, L.A., guys. You won, New York, guys. You lost everything else in between. We're going to take a We're going to take a break. Howard, we'll get to you soon as we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't even begin to tell you all the good types of coffees and they have there for their holiday coffee, except, you know, pumpkin spice and their peppermint bark coffee, chocolate coffee, Jack Frost, sweet and creamy vanilla blended in a rich coffee. My throat's just constricting thinking about it. Anyway, all that's at Espresso Joe's. And then walk next door to the Finest Tobacco Emporium, which, by the way, with the cost, with the raise in taxes on cigarettes, you may want to buy a bunch of presents for yourself and your loved ones this winter before the 1st of January, as is the walk-in humidor. Super, super selection of cigars there. Great selection of cigars. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Better known store, Joe and Shelley. I can't say enough about them. Joe is a veteran. I hear from him all the time. And he trust me, he supports the things that we all believe in. And when I say things we believe in, this nation, this democracy, staying safe, those are the things he believes in. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:45.
This is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
A favorite holiday tradition returns to the Cascade Theater Wednesday, December 21st, with Tomasheen Foley's A Celtic Christmas. This cultural holiday feast for the whole family is filled with all new music, dancing, and heartwarming stories that fill the Cascade with joy, laughter, Irish melodies, and the giving spirit of the season. Wednesday, December 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Cowboy, on a steel horse I ride, I'm wanted. Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Wanted.
Dead or alive.
Good morning. Gosh, 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm dancing. I'm singing. What's going on here? What did Bob put in the coffee today? Woo. Hey, right now, go to B&T Satellite Dish Network. Don't use the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite Dish Network. This is their veteran challenge. They're going to give a gift of free satellite service to an active military family this winter. For every 10 new services B&T Satellite receives, he's going to give a year's service to a veteran in our an active military family in our community. And there's lots of them. Not only that, but for every person who signs up during this winter campaign, will also get $100 off their bill. Specials include amazing packages, starting at $39.99 monthly, and their flex packages where you can get what you want. Isn't that, well, I tell you what, if they ever go to that big time, you're going to see stations that just disappear off cable or off the net. Let's support the military this season by using B&T. He does this. He's a veteran himself, Doug Tooley. They give great service. They take care of you. They're out there. They get there the same day. And they're going to make sure you're happy. Give them a call at 241-3474. Stop by their offices at 1007 Dana Drive. Okay, let's talk to Howard. Good morning, Howard. How you feel, buddy?
Good morning, Carl. I feel great. Merry Christmas to all of you there at KCNR.
Merry Christmas right back at you, sir.
I've been listening to you with these ideas, and I have something that keeps stirring in my mind.
Okay.
Relating to this electoral college and stuff. You know, our founding fathers had it pretty smart when they developed that because they didn't want to have some kind of democracy. They wanted a republic, and that's one way they could have that republic. But I think part of the stirring up and of what's going on, like you're talking about, is if they can make enough of a stink, I'm talking about the liberals, if they can stir the electorate up enough, they could possibly, you know, get people to consider the idea of getting rid of the Electoral College and just having a popular vote to determine president.
That's exactly what they want.
Had a popular vote.
That's exactly what they want. And this thing that you just saw with Trump and Bush in the last 16 years, this is just the beginning of it. In my opinion, and I'll tell you why. Not the next time. I think actually, if Trump does what he says he's going to do, he's going to sweep next time. But the next time after that, you're going to see both coasts where there's a lot of heavy population, and you're going to see everybody else. You're going to see 30 states or 32 states go to 33 states go to one person, and you're going to have the rest of them go to another. But the other one is going to have the lesser states is going to have a higher popular vote because they own New York City, they own L.A., and there's just millions of votes there, and they're groomed, the people are groomed there, if Trump can't change it, to get to vote for the person that gives them the most for the very least that they have to do in many cases.
Yeah, and yes, and I think that they're working towards this. You know, they just never go away. I'm 75 years old, and you can see this throughout my lifespan of how they just keep pounding and pounding and pounding. Same way, and I'm not changing the subject, but same way with Second Amendment rights. They just
absolutely
an inch here, an inch here, an inch here.
That's it. You know what? They're going to nibble at you. You know, it's how to eat an elephant, one bite at a time. So yep. What Obama has done, okay, they say, okay, we're going to push back Obamacare, we're going to change it and all that. But it's still there. The tide has rolled in to a certain point. Now, yes, the tide recedes, but there are still things there on the beach that aren't going to move. So you're absolutely right, Howard. They've been doing this, and they keep chipping away, chipping away, and chipping away. What it's going to take is a strong leadership and a strong Supreme Court that's going
exactly.
to protect the rights of the individuals, of we the people, and will protect us via the Constitution.
And I think that has got the liberals extremely
it should
afraid
be.
Or fearful because they now know that the court is going to be conservative for
a
long time to come.
I had people say to me, how can you vote for Trump when he said this? And I just said one thing back to him, SCOTUS. And
yes.
they go, what? I said, Supreme Court of the United States, that's what I'm voting for. Yeah, you know, there's other things he's got there that I think can work. Yeah, and there's things he says that are just abominable. They're just terrible. But I keep thinking of one thing. I keep thinking of my grandkids and their kids, because the next people on this court are going to affect them. So that's all. Every time somebody would say something, I would just look at him, smile, and say, SCOTUS.
Yeah, well, I voted because I have 8 grandkids, and I voted for my grandkids. Not
there you go. It really doesn't affect us, does it, Howard? We've done our part. Yeah, we've done our part. Thanks, Howard.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too, buddy. Okay. All right. Is that a long enough rant? That was 25 minutes of me getting into it.
That was you were
did you like that?
In your element there.
Well, I believe that. You know what? When Obama was reelected, I was unhappy. I really was, because everything that happened in the first 4 years, I was unhappy. But you know what? I got on with my life. I didn't stop working. I didn't call my friends names. Not that close friends are calling us names or anything like that. But I didn't do that. I mean, I just kind of like you did, Bob. I mean, you know, you could probably wish that somebody else, maybe instead of Obama. But Obama was our president, okay? I may not agree with him. And there's many times on this radio station, as you know, I was just, you know, my hair was on fire. Mm. But there were other times this man did something and his administration did something I thought was, you know what, that's pretty good. And I tried to say that there, too.
Yeah, well,
I tried to say that.
And as I have pointed out to friends, there were people who were just freaked out, you know, FEMA camps and the brown shirt stormtrooper bunch was going to hit everybody's doorstep.
Thank you. Thank you. That's exactly what I said the other day.
None of that happened.
You know, people go, well, you know what, they're blah, blah. I said, so how many times did you hear people saying that Obama was building FEMA camps, that he was building a black-shirted secret police force that they could handle? That
he
was going. That I said, do you have any less firearms now than you did 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Now, that, a lot of that has to do with Congress, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with people who believe in the Second Amendment, both Democrats and Republicans. But I said, do you see, you know, I mean, there was things like, remember all the things that were said? They were going to start gathering people. And,
yeah.
I mean, all these things were said. And I said, did you see any of that happen?
Because
no, you didn't see.
We are a nation of law.
And people will stand up. The law enforcement people, that thin blue line, but you're talking about people like the U.S. Marshals and everybody else, they know what's right. They know what's constitutional. And if somebody tries to give them tell them, do this. And, you know, you might be able to do it with small units, but not large units. I mean, the United States military is not going to turn on the people, right? It's not going to turn on the people. So all those things that people said about Obama did not come true. And I tell you what, there are parts of the Obamacare that were absolutely needed, like the pre-existing conditions. I'm not sure about keeping the kids on until they're 26. You know, I'm just not sure about that, you know, on your insurance. But the pre-existing condition – here's some other things, too, is did you know that – and this is Randall Hempling pointed this out. Did you know that if you go to the hospital and you go in there and say that you broke your leg, so you're laying there in the hospital bed, so they get you up and you fall, and so now you bust your other leg? They used to charge you for that.
Yeah.
Now, if you get injured or you get worse while you're there at the hospital, they can't charge you for that. What if you get septus? What if you get an infection there? Guess what? They can't charge you for curing you. You got it while you were there. That's one of the laws that came through from Obamacare. I thought, well, that seems pretty cool. I mean, you know, you go in there for something simple, and all of a sudden you've got the flesh-eating bacteria on you because they had something that wasn't cleaned.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? But they used to pay, I used to pay for that?
Yeah.
I thought, okay, that's good. See, so there's parts of this. There's things inside that Obamacare, Affordable Care Act that are good that need to be kept. So, and the one last thing I want to say about Obama is this. He took all these horrible vacations, spent all this money, all these vacations and all these other things. But not one time was there a shred of bad things happening with that family.
Yeah.
You know?
He did shield the kids.
He shielded the kids.
Their family
was, you know, it was something, you know, I mean, they took care of the mom. The kids were bright, going to school. I mean, those kids were protected.
Those poor kids grew up in a fishbowl.
Oh,
but they
my
were,
gosh.
You know.
In the press, here's something I'll say about the press for the most part. They'll let the kids, they will not touch those kids. One time they did something about Chelsea when she was, you know, right at the beginning of the Clinton administration, and everybody turned on the media that did that, as they should. So they let the kids alone, but their family, there was no anything going on with the family that you know, they're going, oh gosh, you know, that kind of stuff. That was cool. See,
so what's happening?
You can hear
next
both
hour?
Sides.
What's happening next?
Judy
hour?
Maxwell. We're going to talk. Oh, we're going to talk about the Affordable Care Act.
I like
what
you.
Happens January 1st, because all the things are going up, and then now and Congress is talking about doing away with it. Well, what do people do for health care? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
And the news brought to you this hour by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President-elect Donald Trump calling his selection for Secretary of State among the most accomplished business leaders in the world. Emory University political science professor Alan Abramowitz says it may be true that Rex Tillerson has a lot of experience. His nomination, though, does set up an uneasy confirmation process.
This one in particular, I think, could raise concerns among Republicans as well as Democrats.
Trump announcing today he had settled on the ExxonMobil CEO to be his top diplomat at the State Department. Meanwhile, Trump has postponed this week's news conference to discuss his business empire. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
On Thursday, Trump was scheduled to disclose plans to take him completely out of his family's business operations. But the transition team has announced the news conference will take place next month instead. Spokesman Sean Spicer says the legal team needs time to ensure the proper protocols are put in place. On Twitter, the president-elect said these are busy times and he'll hold a press conference in the near future. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
World leaders and aid agencies are issuing an appeal for the protection of civilians, even as the Syrian government tries to regain control of the city of Aleppo, previously held by rebel forces. Buying things online could get pricier after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a case that could ultimately lead to states collecting billions of dollars in sales taxes lost to increasingly popular online retail sites.
The court would not hear a challenge to a Colorado law requiring online sellers such as Amazon.com to notify customers in the state how much they owe in taxes. State officials have estimated that Colorado alone has been missing out on as much as $172.7 million a year. While the high court didn't endorse Colorado's law and could even weigh in against it if given a different case, other states are likely to see the move as a green light to step up collection efforts.
It's correspondent Jeremy House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Epigenetics and Sins of the Father, GodSaidManSaid.com, U.S. colleges, new mental institutions, close Satan's secret door, GodSaidManSaid.com. Should your child be breastfed? Geologists say yes to crucifixion, GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib, hours of text and streaming audio, GodSaidManSaid.com.
The Senate Majority Leader says lawmakers will charge forward against Obamacare on day one of the new Congress.
The status quo is not sustainable.
And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that's why he intends to hit the ground running.
The notion that we could do nothing and allow the current law to implode is unacceptable.
But just what action is he planning on taking?
We'll be working with the various stakeholders to get their best advice about what comes next.
As for phasing in an Obamacare replacement, Senator McConnell says the details are still to be determined. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
Federal accident investigators are expected to shed more light today on the disappearance of the freighter El Faro last year during a hurricane near the Bahamas. Set for release by the National Transportation Safety Board, a transcript of audio recovered from the bridge of the doomed freighter and five reports of detailed facts about weather, engineering, and other data. More on these stories from townhall.com. Some major political figures in a Texas city are demanding ICE stop dumping immigrants there without notice.
Congressman Lloyd Doggett, Mayor Ivy Taylor, among others, met with ICE Saturday and got the agency to agree not to release immigrants into San Antonio again without notice. This past week, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement released hundreds of immigrants into the city from two detention centers in Texas. City services and local charities were caught off guard, immigrants traumatized. After the meeting, ICE has agreed no more late nights. Secret bus trips to drop off refugees at random bus stops or airports. Val Dior reporting.
Officials in Nigeria say 23 people died in the weekend collapse of a church. That figure, however, is much lower than what the Associated Press is reporting. The Associated Press says at least 160 people died, using the number of bodies counted at one mortuary by the director of the biggest hospital in the state. More details on all these stories at townhall.com.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 14th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $230 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. All fees included. Book your seat now online at windriver.com or at the River Club and stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room. Room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat and grab your big stack and play in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, January 14th. Prize pools based on 100 participants. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better. Poker is better at the River. The River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda, it's Tuesday, is on sabbatical this morning. Is she laying there in bed listening? No. She was up when I left. Frankly, if she was going to get up and leave at 6:30 to go to, or be, or to, or 6:15 or whatever it is, to come here, and I didn't have to, I'd still be in bed right now. I would. I'd just be laying there, and Elk Killer would be laying there too. And we'd get up, you know, eventually. But not Linda. Anyway, 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com in the process of putting all of our things into a podcast so that you can podcast us, which is easier, I've been told. Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. A couple of advisories to tell you about as we head into a very wet week here in the North State. It is 41 degrees in downtown Redding. National Weather Service has issued a flood watch through late Thursday night. And it's pretty much throughout Northern California. Also, a high wind advisory. So if you have a kind of a dodgy looking gray pine, that you may want to move some stuff out from under the fall radius, because as the ground gets saturated, because we've had a lot of rain in the last month or so, and then we get high winds, that's when those pines like to flop over onto stuff. So bear that in mind.
You're surrounded by trees, Bob.
Yeah, well, we took care of the one gray pine that was threatening to fall over, and it's going to be firewood for my mom.
Okay.
As we go into, looks like we could see up to 2 inches of rain in Redding over the next couple of days with localized flooding. Those of you who live in those areas know who you are, so plan accordingly. You may want to start stocking up on sandbags. Once we get past Thursday, it's going to get cold at night, dropping down into the freezing range. And once again, currently in Redding, 41 degrees. Shasta Lake is now 60 feet from the top. This is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, a full-service jewelry shop, the only one in town, I might add. If you're looking for anything for your loved ones or for yourself, you head on down to Four Winds Jewelry, estate jewelry. They've got bracelets and necklaces and watches and all that kind of stuff. Plus, they have a jewelry designer and a guy that can build jewelry down there. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is there at Four Winds Jewelry. I was just saying Redding. I could say also in Shasta County, but I'm not sure about that. But I tell you what, this guy can build a watch from scratch. 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's their anniversary sale is going on right now. The big anniversary sale is going on right now. So not only will you get great deals already, now you're going to get better deals than ever at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Now, sitting across from me is one of my favorite people here in the North State, which means almost anywhere, Judy Maxwell.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Don't you just love listening to her?
Oh, and I need a new calendar.
We got some. My daughter just brought some in.
Good, because I need one because I'm getting to the end of
this one. It's getting down to the end of the wire.
Yeah, it is.
Does the Tennessee ever come out in your voice?
It's Texas.
Texas.
No, your voice.
Oh, mine. Yeah. Oh, no, I can do that. I can lay it on in a second.
Yeah. It just naturally pops out when she's
Well, how can it not? I mean, you get raised down south in various areas.
Very true. You just can't take that Texan out of me. That's for sure.
That's it. You can take the girl out of Texas, but you can't take Texas out of the girl.
That's exactly right.
You know what? We were talking before the show started here, and you've got some really great insight on our new Secretary of State.
Absolutely. I am.
I'm so glad to, you just came in and you said, this is really great news. So tell us one, how you know him and in that sense of knowing and how you know about him, I guess.
Well, the thing is that being from Texas, my first job was at Exxon headquarters down in Houston when I was going to school at the University of Houston. And so I had the opportunity of working in the tax planning and analysis department, and they worked very closely on projections 20, 30 years advance. But you also got to understand and appreciate this organization. They don't, their CEOs, they are worked from the bottom up. I mean, they start very, very at the bottom, and they are groomed for years and years and years. And just like as Tillerman, as he goes off to be Secretary of State, they already have the next person in line who's been training for years to take over that position. It is a very well-run organization.
So everything comes from within like this?
Everything comes from within. Okay. They really do work hard in grooming the people from within.
And the people that they choose to run something like this, and this is one of the things I was pointing out from this article I read from a guy who used to work in the State Department. And he starts out, I mean, this guy is just ecstatic about the idea of Tillerson being, Rex Tillerson being appointed here. I think one of the things he says is, what else is knowable and what might it mean for American diplomacy? Tillerson's age and depth in the global big picture and big power sensitivities may in fact dovetail exceptionally well with the former general officers likely to lead Defense, Homeland Security, and the National Security Council. And this is one of the things we pointed out early here, was that they've all been out there. And what's wrong, and this is my other question, was what's wrong with our Secretary of State actually having friends in the business community in Russia?
I mean, I don't see how that can be wrong at all either. And I tell you what, those alliances can also go to other things, especially with controlling ISIS and everything else. And so there can be a lot of positive things. People just need to let them give a chance to do their jobs.
Because I tell you what, the thing about it is that the Obama administration, and I had nice things to say about him before he left. Well, I'll come up with some more stuff before he leaves. They made the Middle East into such a quagmire, such a horrible, horrible place. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, killed. Millions displaced because of the stupid decisions we made with our State Department. And then what did we do? We opened up Syria to Russia. Mm-hmm. We opened up Syria and the rest of the Middle East to Iran when we didn't have to do that. So here's Russia that, we'll settle this. And they came in, and now they're in the Middle East now. So we need to find a way and one of our listeners called and says, we need to make an alliance with the Russians and then clean up the Middle East, just clean up all the terrorism there, and then maybe step back if you can get the Russians to step back. But I think that's a good idea. So there's nothing wrong with our Secretary of State actually knowing people in the other country. I mean, should he not know anybody? Is that what you want?
I mean, I totally agree with you, because the sense is that he is accustomed to doing $500 billion negotiations. And so, and being from a very conservative company, he's not going to just give away our dollars. He's going to be very conservative with our dollars and do good negotiations.
Well, I think that's very important what you just said, Judy, because he understands what a dollar is. Mm-hmm. Unlike career diplomats, people come up through the bowels of the bureaucracies. They've lived their whole lives on tax dollars. And as far as they're concerned, is, well, what I'm saying is more important than anything that has to do with bottom line. Where if you're a business person who runs big businesses or small businesses like you and I do, you're looking at the bottom line.
We're watching those bottom line dollars.
And what can we do to enhance what we're doing to make it better, but at the same time work smarter, work leaner, and have that bottom line?
I tell you what. The current administration, the trillions of dollars they've put us into debt is just out of control.
It's criminal.
It is. It is. And that's taxpayer dollars. Yeah. And so this is why it's great to give people like this an opportunity to let's see something different.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're here with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance. And that's not what we brought her in for. So we're going to be talking about Affordable Care. Or what's
Absolutely.
Left of Affordable Care here in a couple minutes. This portion of the show, though, brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that we use exclusively at the Bot House, because they come in when it's 110 degrees, and our air compressor just blew itself up and came in. And I mean, a crew of them came in at like 5 o'clock in the evening because we were having a dinner that night, and the guest hadn't arrived. And they couldn't fix it because they didn't have all the stuff. The compressors, you can't get them, you just don't have them on hand. So he brought in portable air conditioners, so we'd have them there. What a great group. Like I said, a veteran-owned business. Martin and his people are super. Voted best in the North State last year. It could be best in the North State every year. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if it's an emergency. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell.
With this coat and this hat, I look just like St. Nick. Ho, ho, ho!
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
You're as cuddly as a cactus, and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black beard.
Bot, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
I was sitting at my desk when Santa walked in. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Can I trouble you for an estimate? I was on my way to my job at the mall when I got into a fender bender. As I was writing the estimate, a mother and her 5-year-old daughter came in and started to chat with Santa. There was a lot of laughter going on. When I finished the estimate, I said, "Okay, Santa, here's what you need to fix your car." Suddenly, the little girl burst out. "You're not the real Santa. Santa doesn't drive a car. He flies a sleigh." Santa looked at her and said, "Little one, my sleigh's at the airport, and I need a car to get there." She threw her arms around Santa's leg and hugged him tightly. "I knew you were real," she said. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Watt. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here today on the 13th of December. It's 40 degrees, going up to 52 today. It's going to be rain in our forecast through the rest of the week. So, in up to 2 inches of rain. So, be aware of what's going on out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. Okay, guys. On the 24th of December, and you're still stuck about what to get to for your loved one. You run down to Dandelion Boutique before noon, and you pick out something like a Brighton bag or Miss Me Something or do something that they, cause, and you know, they're going to have something for you. Just run in there, you know, with your hair on fire and go, bah, 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 and they'll hand you something, and you've made her happy. You made your honey happy. Dandelion Boutique, they've got it all. 1322 Pine Street. If you're wondering, just give them a call, 247-1292. Speaking of pretty woman, she's sitting here across from us, Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance. And you're always so cheerful.
I am.
You
I
are.
Am. I,
you
am know, I am a very happy person.
You give a choice of being waking up in the morning and either being morose or cheerful.
Well, I tell you what, I'm thankful to wake up.
Well, there you go. See, right away, yeah, me too. So right away when I wake up, I go, I'm happy. I'm awake.
Me too.
You know, I mean, things may hurt, you know, and it takes a little while to things to stop, you know, to get everything moving in the same direction, but I'm still happy.
That's right.
That's one of the things. Perky. Anyway, you're perky too.
So. I am too. I really am.
All right. Now, we just talked about the Secretary of State as a surprise. You have just more knowledge. You just knowledge of everything.
Oh.
By the way, if you're looking for a great calendar to put on your wall, Maxwell Insurance is now issuing calendars.
Oh,
where do you get them?
Well, I tell you what. We get them from Mutual of Omaha, the Wild Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And they have the most gorgeous calendars and beautiful animals. And
they were here this year.
Yes, they were, and
that
we were
fun.
Here
That's
in your
right.
studio, too.
I've still got a photo of that lemur sticking its tongue up the guy's nose. This is what lemurs do. This is what lemurs do when they – I will never forget this. This is one of those things that you never forget.
I know.
You know, the first time you see something, you go, oh, my God. The lemur, first of all, has got eyes as big as saucers, and they're yellow. And then his trainer, his holder, his friend, the lemur turns around and just to make friend, you know, just to check and see how you are, he treated him like another lemur and stuck his tongue up his nose. And I'm sitting there, got a great picture of it. And not only is the lemur happy, the trainer's eyes are as big as the lemur's at that point. And I'm like, oh, isn't that? Do you want to hold the lemur? No. No. No, no. I think I'll pass on this, but Bob would like to.
That would have been one of those Johnny Carson, Joan Embry moments. You know?
I did. I was having it right there watching him with the lemur up his nose. I'm like, but then they went down to Turtle Bay, and it was just a great show.
It was a great. It was just a great, great event to have them here for 2 full days. It was just absolutely wonderful.
There were other things that they had, too. They were
well,
just,
they had the I saw the alligator, and that is the – I mean, the most gentle alligator, and it was Gabe has a rescue place up in Auburn, and so he's had this alligator for 20 years, and it is so gentle, and kids can pet it, and they really get to have a hands-on experience with all these animals. And
they really do.
They really do. It's really special.
The big lizard that was out
yes,
here.
Yes, the monitor lizard.
With the The purple tongue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a photo of that. And then what else was it? Oh, the spiders.
The spiders, and then the little kinkajous, which those are really cute animals.
Those are a little cute.
Those are really cute.
Are the ones that, those are the Johnny Carson moments where you get it on top of your head.
I know. There's just such cute, fun animals, and they're from South America, and they were the original, it was the kinkajou because they go in and they got these long tongues and they get into the honey. And so they have a thick coat so the bees can't sting them. And so originally in England, it was they were the Winnie the Pooh. But America, we didn't have any kinkajous, so Winnie the Pooh became the bear.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was from the kinkajou.
Okay, so now everybody's learned something already. We learned about the Secretary of State and where the kinkajous and Winnie the Pooh came from.
Absolutely.
And the fact that a lemur will stick its tongue up your nose. If he feels comfortable. If he likes you, he'll stick, 6 inches of tongue up your nose. I was like, anyway. Okay, let's talk about something else that'll make you go, and that's the Affordable Care Act. Trump won.
Yes,
I know there's a lot of people having – we had a whole half hour of people having a tough time of getting over this. This will go on for months, years, who knows how long. But the fact is Trump won. Okay. Paul Ryan was on 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes, yes, he was.
Which, by the way, is as important as that was. It wasn't as important as this next segment that was on right after him about that guy that's building business in Mississippi.
Wasn't that amazing?
Was that Joe Max Higgins.
Yes.
I called his office. I'm sending stuff to him to see if we can't get him on the show.
Love that.
But what Paul Ryan says, are you going to repeal Obamacare? Yes. Mm-hmm. He says, we're going to do it, though, over a period of 3 years. It's not going to be, Monday, it's gone. No, they're going to change it. He said there's things about it worth keeping. So tell us what you – because you've been following this, you go into all these schools and all the, you know, continuing education on the Affordable Care Act for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And you saw all the problems with it. You saw how to help people with it. And now it's going to, at least most of it looks like it's going to go away.
You know, right now it's on a terrible downward spiral because right now under the current, you got the premiums are so high when you have to go in on an individual basis, not through Covered California, when the families who don't get subsidies, you know, you have high deductibles, but it is the network of doctors that is the worst part about the whole thing. Here in our area, we have basically two choices, Blue Shield and Anthem Blue Cross. Anthem Blue Cross's network going into 2017 is going from a PPO network, meaning preferred provider organization, to an EPO network. And what that means is that...
What's the E mean?
The exclusive provider organization. And so what that means is that you have to go to an Anthem Blue Cross EPO provider, and or if you don't go to them... then you have to pay 100% out of pocket. You have no out of network coverages at all. So now, fortunately, in our area, most of the doctors that we have found who were taking Anthem Blue Cross PPO are taking the EPO. But I do caution people, if they go out of state or anything, you can't just ask the question, are you an Anthem Blue Cross provider? You have to ask, are you an Anthem Blue Cross EPO provider so that you stay in network.
Is that rarer then?
Well, what it is.
I shouldn't say rare, but harder to find.
What the insurance. Yeah, well, most of California, from what we have seen, have gone to the EPO network. I don't know in other states, but I can just say that this is one of the ways the insurance companies are trying to contain their cost is narrowing the network. Making the network much more narrow. And so.
They're forcing people. I mean, let's just face it. They're forcing people into that network.
Yeah.
So they can contain their costs because, as we know, Affordable Care Act has been a dismal failure as far as getting young people into it.
And that's because you do have that, the ratio on the rates and everything. And so that changed through the Affordable Care Act, the premium rates. So the younger people are paying a lot more because. It's a 3-to-1 ratio between what the young people pay and the 60-year-olds pay. And so that brought up the younger people's rates. It didn't bring down the 60-year-olds. It brought up the younger ones. And so
because they don't go to the doctor. Yeah, they're healthy. They're young.
It's like when you have a young family of four and say both of them are hardworking. They're able to go in and get some decent jobs where they don't qualify for a subsidy. they're paying equivalent to a mortgage payment, $1,200 a month for health insurance. You know, for a young couple in their 30s, I mean, that's just crazy.
We have people working for us that their deductible doubled, and now this year they're going to be paying another couple thousand dollars more. I mean, it's like it is. It's like you're punishing people that are young and healthy.
Yes.
And because, you know, and, well, it's because not enough of you sign up. Well, they're not going to sign up if you keep doing this.
No. There are a lot of challenges, and there are some good points, too. And, you know, through our local, state, and national association, I'm on the board of our local chapter, the California Association of Health Underwriters. And so we have our candidates who are going to be going to Washington in January. They're going to be meeting with the legislators and stuff. And so we are asking for anyone out there who has the good things about Cover California and the bad things about the Affordable Care Act, just to email us and let us know, because we are going to be taking this to Washington in January. And my email address is judymaxwell@sbcglobal.net. And so tell us the good things you like about the Affordable Care Act and the bad things, so that maybe, you know, we will put this forward and bring up some good points, because it's going to take all of us pulling together to make the Trump care, whatever you want to call it,
whatever it's going to be,
a little bit more amicable for everybody.
Yeah, let's make it a little more, you know, so it's a little more affordable.
Mm-hmm. More affordable.
And the Affordable Care Act.
But it's you know, the networks are a huge thing. Also, the drug costs. You know,
let's take a break and let's come back on those drug costs, because that in itself is a whole story.
It is a whole story.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah began this company about the same time we began KCNR 1460, and they located at 2539 Larkspur. Now, they've built this company, and it has a great reputation. It does great business. When you go in there, there's just a number of people that are willing to help you. They've built their business and their success on customer service. Great customer service. Anything you could want for in a selection of guns. Your ARs, platforms, have been about sold out. There's maybe one left on the wall, maybe. There's a lot of people down there buying those, because January 1st, it's going to be a lot harder. But as far as pistols, ammo, all the shooting accessories, gunsmithing, they're just outstanding gunsmiths. You need some work done on your guns, you want to change them up a little bit, Bastiani Arms. Plus, they have classes in concealed carry and hunter safety. All of this in one-stop shopping, locally owned, locally operated. Give John a chance to meet or beat the big box store prices. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back. Judy Maxwell, we're going to be talking about pharmaceutical companies, and is there anything we can do about that?
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, December 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Welcome back to Free Fire.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah, Trump's getting ready to be inaugurated. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings? Get over it. 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Here, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. 40 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 52 today. Should I have said that? Did I hurt your feelings? I'm sorry. Get over it.
You didn't hurt mine.
I know, but I'm just saying. No. Did I hurt your feelings? Get over it. This was just great.
I have to go to my safe
place. Oh, here's Linda. Here's Linda. You know, Linda and her mom got a special relationship, as all girls with their moms do. And her mom told us, you know, a couple months ago that she and her dad were going to go to Prague on a river cruise. And Linda goes, "You didn't tell me." Well, no, you know, we were just, you know. But mom, I mean, that kind of really hurt me. And she didn't tell me that. And her mom turns around, her sweet, you know, sweet 83-year-old mom turns around and looks at it. And she says, "You'll get over it." And that is, and I said, wow, can I say that? No. Okay. I mean, I can't say that to Linda. Get over it. But her mom can. But here's what I'm saying to everybody out there that didn't vote for Trump and, you know, you're having, you feel like crying yourself to sleep at night. Get over it. You know what? You're adults. If this is not the worst thing that's ever happened to you. Promise.
Well, you know, the thing about it is when President Obama took office, he had just been a senator. He didn't have any experience.
And he hadn't been a senator for a long time. Exactly. He had never run a business.
He never had.
He has never still written a check for anybody.
And so everybody gave him so much grace, and it was just, you know. So now we need to give Trump a chance and stop trying to analyze every little thing he's doing right now. Just give him a chance.
Yep. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. If you want the best place in the world to get a haircut, like I did yesterday, went in there, walked in, got my hair cut, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. You can't get any better than that. It's right up the street from Classy Cafe. Millie and Kathy, it's a mini museum in there. And if you're looking for SOS, and those of us out there who know what that is, it's the best SOS you'll ever taste. Chip beef. Classy Cafe. I'm back. And speaking of we're here with Judy Maxwell. Do they have chip beef on toast down in Texas?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. I mean, you can get it morning, noon, or night.
You can get gravy on your salad if you like
you
in Texas.
Can.
Let me have that salad. Where's the gravy? That's my dressing. Gravy. Put gravy on my salad.
In fact, I went to see the girls for my birthday. I could have gone to Denny's and got the free Grand Slam. No, thanks. Went to see the girls on last Wednesday. And before I went out of town, it was tasty and got my hugs. And
there you go. Can't get better than that. Okay, Judy, we talked about we're talking about pharmaceutical companies. And you said, if you want to save money in pharmaceuticals, what's the first thing you do?
Cut out the advertising on prime time. I mean,
that's got to be hundreds of millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars. I mean, unbelievable.
I would say hundreds of millions if you look at it across the board. And what they want you to do is buy their pill.
Mm-hmm.
And then if and the funny thing is, I'll sit there and just chuckle because they'll spend half of it while they're showing these happy people and doing this. Half of it is what can happen if you take it, the symptoms. Explosive diarrhea, projectile vomiting, and suicide tendencies.
Oh, yeah, the disclaimers.
Excuse me.
Unbelievable.
Excuse me. I'm taking this. And they don't look – they're not doing that on the TV. You know, it's some really good-looking woman. She's, oh, here. You want to do that? Yeah. And I'm like, explosive diarrhea. Come on.
I know it is.
Stop advertising. Stop and that right there.
That right there.
Can they do that, though?
I don't know why he can't, because that was
before a certain time.
Because before you couldn't advertise, and so it had to be passed to be able to allow them to advertise. And this is a doctor's job. He is a doctor's job to look at you and say, okay, because of your symptoms and because of your health considerations, this is the medication you need. This is totally up to a doctor. You shouldn't have to go in, I want that purple pill. I want that orange pill. I saw this on TV, and I know this is the wonder drug I need.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
And frankly, I think that's a great idea. Just like I think a lot of other things can be done to help lower cost. But the point of, you know, if you say, tell the pharmaceutical industry, well, we told the tobacco industry you can't advertise.
Mm-hmm.
And that held up. And the pharmaceutical industry telling them that they can't advertise. Is that kind of a slippery slope, though?
I don't really know. But I tell you what, that would cut out a tremendous amount
of
dollars.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
It'd be hundreds of millions of dollars. And you know, that's where this is not part of the research and development. This is just this adding to the cost.
Okay. The other thing you said was, during the break we're talking, was generic drugs.
That's right.
What do they do?
Well, the pharmaceutical companies, what they'll do is they'll buy up the generic companies, and so they can keep that brand going, and so they can keep those high dollars on those.
So here I am with my little generic company, and there's a brand of stomach settler that's been done by this big company, and they've they have a patent on it, I guess, for so many years. So I've geared up my company, and I'm starting to make these pills, and I can make them for a third. Or 10% of what they're charging. So they come over and they look at that and they pay me big bucks, take my company over, and because I have my stuff there, and then my pills that you could buy for 10% of what they've got will never be seen.
They will never be seen. And so there's just a lot of this stuff just has to be.
But you can't make that illegal, though, can you?
You know, I don't know. But I tell you what, just if they – if they cut out the advertising and shorten up some of these patents and what they can do and manipulate them and stuff, there are some
patents the way they are, but also say you can't buy up other companies. Well, I tell you what. But I agree with you.
What they will do on extending those patents, and I'm certainly not a patent attorney or any of that, but I will say they will extend those patents by coming out with, okay, this is a time release. Now this is a different
color.
Different color, a different milligram, and so we can extend this patent on this.
Okay, they do that.
So there's a lot of manipulation with those patents.
Okay, that makes
sense.
With
those brands.
So then,
keep it going as long as they can. See, what happened with Lipitor? That was the miracle drug that helped with all the cholesterol and everything. And they kept that going for a long time. That was Pfizer. And I tell you what, whenever finally the generic was able to take in, well, that's when you saw a lot of pharmaceutical reps lose their jobs because they didn't have another miracle drug.
Yeah.
And so Pfizer had to go and do a whole lot of different new reorganization. Because they didn't have Lipitor anymore. So they try to hang on to those patents as long as they can.
Yeah. Well, because they make a lot of money off
them. Oh, absolutely.
And then the money stops. I mean, almost you could see it. Like, the patent goes to this day. The next day, there's stuff the market's flooded with.
But how does that – the way that impacts the individual, though, is – and that's another thing as far as also – not only are they narrowing the network of doctors you can go to, they narrow the formulary of the drugs on your plan. So – you may have to pay then a lot more for those brands because they're not on, quote, their formulary, which is their list of drugs that they cover.
Oh, wow.
And that's one of the things that's so hard. And this is across the board, not even on the individual, but also on the Medicare recipients because we just finished the Part D open enrollment. And it's really, really challenging to make sure that their drugs, especially when they get into the brands, they are on a plan that has the formulary of drugs for them. Then they can get a break on the brands, but it's very, very challenging.
Are generics as good as the name brands?
They're supposed to be just as good. Now, sometimes the fillers may not work as well in your body, and so that would be a consideration that you would need to talk to your doctor about. But for most cases, the main ingredients are the same. It's just some of the fillers are different, and so that's where you have to kind of watch out to see if they work within your body.
Do you see that in the system it's going to be a change in the tort laws under Trump? Where, you know, they're saying that they can, you
know. I know, that's huge. That is a huge thing, the cost, medical cost. And
the other thing, the question was about cross-state competition. In other words, being able to buy across state lines.
Well, see, our plans do go across state lines. Mm-hmm. Whenever Obamacare first came out in 2010, it was very, very challenging, especially like if you were up in Lake Tahoe and you were in California and went across the street to your doctor in Nevada and you didn't have any coverage. Now they have corrected that, but you have to stay in your network.
So the big thing is the network.
The big thing is the network.
And they're going to narrow that network. They've narrowed the network.
They have narrowed the network. And this is where I hope they have more improvement is with the networks and stuff. You see, your strongest networks are with your group plans, your employer group plans, because those are large networks. So a Blue Shield PPO on a group plan is a different network than a Blue Shield PPO on an individual plan. And a lot of people don't understand that. But hey, I do want to do a shout out real quick to Shasta Regional Hospital because they have gotten a contract with Blue Shield of California.
Blue Shield.
And so now you can go to Shasta Regional with your Blue Shield insurance.
That's right. We talked about that the other day.
Yeah. So that's a really positive thing. The other thing is tomorrow is the end of the open enrollment for individuals who want to sign up for individual insurance for effective date of January 1st. Starting tomorrow, December 15th. On December 16th, if you wait and sign up on December 16th, then your effective date is going to be February the 1st. So it's very important to keep those deadlines in check. If you sign up from December 16th to January 15th, you'll have effective date of February the 1st. If you sign up from January 16th to January 31st, it will be a March the 1st effective date. After that, you cannot get new insurance unless wait until the next open enrollment and unless you have a qualifying event along the way, which is loss of coverage or something else.
Wow.
So tomorrow is
the good old days. You can just pick up insurance when you needed it.
I know.
I mean, like, oh, okay, I'm ready for my insurance.
Well, now that's when they did have underwriting.
Okay, hang on. We got to take a break.
Okay.
So I can sell things like Northern Firearms Instruction. Here's your chance, everybody, if you haven't got your CCW. You may want to get that here with the advent of Proposition 57 and more criminals on the street. This is a business, Northern Firearms Instruction. This is all that the owner, Ted Leidy, does. And he teaches not only in Northern California with his instructors, but now down in the Central California. I think he teaches in like 27 counties right now. He's accredited to do that. Take a look at his website at readingccw.com. Look at the reviews from his instructor about the training that are in there, and then give him a call at 999-1822 and sign up. This weekend is a women's only class, 42 people. It may already be filled up. 42 ladies are going to be in that class to receive their concealed carry. I think it's going to be a great class. Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call again, 999-1822. We'll be right back with Judy Maxwell.
Told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years
start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Sherry, where shall I take Sarah for a nice Christmas dinner?
There are no places nearby she wants to be taken for dinner.
Hey, I got her this nice gift card for Christmas.
No, I checked. What she wants is more than just nice. Try again.
Okay, smarty, where do I get the ultimate Christmas gift?
She deserves something beautiful from Goldmark Fine Jewelers.
Oh yeah, she bought my watch there for my birthday. Great idea. Why can't you always be this helpful?
Happy holidays, Joe. I love you too.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
It's that time. Christmas time is here. Everybody knows there's not a better time of year.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. It's, 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock in our last segment here. 40 degrees going up to 52 today. Bob, it looks like we're going to have what? It's going to be rainy weather starting tomorrow through the end of the week.
Rain and wind through this week. Got advisories out from the National Weather Service. The ground is fairly saturated, so we could see winds kicking up in excess of 40 miles an hour. So if you have trees that are a little bit iffy, you may want to take some appropriate steps before it gets too nasty. Latest forecast is for the rain to start in about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
But don't worry about everybody that's shooting in the concealed carry class. Sunday will be a great day to shoot. It'll be clear by this weekend. Plus the fact, is it clear in the Ogilvy House? Because yesterday I pointed out that Ted Ogilvy was speaking very loudly about turning your man card because we had to ask our wives if we could do something. But then as soon as I mentioned it, I'm going to mention it on the radio and tell Carolyn what he said, he turned pale and fainted. I got something from Carol yesterday. Said she was listening and said, I thought that was very cheerful and funny. So I'm just throwing it out again, Ted, to give you one more time before the weekend. I'm here with Judy Maxwell, and we're talking about, gosh, what if you were the queen of insurance or the princess, the goddess of insurance here? But one of the things that I was just astounded by, because, see, as I pointed out, I don't worry about insurance because I go to the VA. Mm-hmm. And then I have TRICARE as my backup. Or no, I've got Medicare as my backup. So, I mean, I'm sure I've got a deductible someplace. I'm not sure if I'm paying it. I'm sure I am someplace. But the fact that you could be in a plan and you think you're covered, but you're not.
That's absolutely correct.
Can you explain that?
You know, like you would think that if you have insurance, you would have the freedom of choice to go to any hospital you want. So, but if you have an individual plan through Cover California or directly with the carrier, uh-huh. and you wanted a second opinion to go to Stanford, mm-hmm. okay, if you're on the Blue Shield PPO individual plan again, you would have to pay. They are not in network. You'd have to pay 100%. You'd have to pay out of network charges.
Right.
If you're on the Anthem EPO network, Stanford is not in their network, you would have to pay 100% out of pocket. They have no out-of-network benefits. Now, that's totally different from group. That's totally different from Medicare. This is just through Cover California and directly with carriers.
Okay, so my wife and I, we've gone through all of our programs and our plans, and we buy this coverage thinking of Blue Anthem or whatever it is, Blue Shield or whatever. And I think that, okay, we're covered, but we're not.
No,
because we're not in that other part of the – now, can I get coverage for that?
No.
And I can't get coverage for that.
You can't get coverage, and that's the real frustrating thing about it. That's such a frustrating thing. I mean, I have a client right now. She, you know, several years ago, she did go to Stanford. She had, you know, cancer treatments and stuff like that, and she's clear now. She says, but I need a backup. Well, her only choice was to go with the Blue Shield PPO, knowing she's going to have to pay out-of-network charges if she has to go back down to Stanford. You can't buy one up in our area, and that's the biggest frustrating thing. And so that's where we need help more than anything. Is on the networks and on the brand and drug cross.
If anybody's got a question about insurance right now, because you've got to sign up in open enrollment if you haven't got it already, right?
That's right. I mean, tomorrow
it's got to be tomorrow.
If you want to. An effective date for January 1st, tomorrow is
the time to sign up.
Is the dead
if you've got a question for Judy, give us a call, 605-4567. I know there's stuff coming in here about it. There's all these different plans too, right? I mean, Blue Cross plans.
Well, you have the different carriers, which is Blue Shield of PPO and Anthem Blue Cross EPO, but the plans are. They're either the bronze, the silver, the gold, or the platinum. Plans are somewhat standardized. Directly with the carrier, there's a little bit of differences. But through Cover California, you know, this is basically the four plans. And then they have the high deductible health savings plan on the bronze as well. So the plans are fairly standardized. So, you know, a silver 70 plan on Blue Shield has the same benefits mm-hmm. as a Anthem Blue Cross Silver 70.
Okay.
So the plans are somewhat standardized. It is the networks, and that's where people have to call their doctors and say, hey, do you take this plan, you know, to make sure that they're going to be in your network. As I was saying earlier, we're seeing most of the Anthem Blue Cross providers that were taking the Anthem PPOs taking the EPO in our area.
Okay.
So that is a good thing.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Kay, good morning. You got a question?
Good morning.
Yes.
Excuse me. Where in the Constitution does it say that the government has to be involved in our health insurance?
Well, that was the law that the Republicans are trying to appeal, because that was the federal mandate that did get passed.
But just because it's a federal mandate doesn't mean that it was given by God.
No.
And I am sick and tired of the government getting into our back pockets. And the whole problem with Obamacare is that it doesn't let people do what they need to do. There are people who had wonderful health insurance, but according to the Obamacare law, it was not good insurance. They were told that they did not have good insurance, and so they had to get the bad insurance. I mean, you know, where they have to pay their monthly premiums are terrible, and their deductibles are out. I mean, all they're doing is paying the insurance companies.
Hey, I tell you what, Kate, this is a good time then to write this to Judy at.
Yes, at judymaxwell@sbcglobal.net, because I tell you what, Kay, These are the kind of questions and sentiments that we are taking to Washington in January, our association, and we will be visiting with the legislators. And so we want to know everyone's, the good things they like about the Affordable Care Act and the bad things they don't like about it.
Well, and even we had it, I think the sample for the test for Obamacare was really under Bush with the Part D.
Well, that leads us to something else, Kay, because okay. Somebody else came in. Thanks a lot, Kay, because we only got a minute or two left. Blue Cross Plan F, something about
that's
Medigap?
That's on Medicare, because we've been talking about the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
So Medicare is a whole different ballgame.
Okay. We'll need to come back
Come back and talk on that one, because there are a lot of changes, too, that the Obamacare passed in 2015 but will not take place until 2020. So that is another topic for conversation.
Well, we need to have you back again, Judy.
Yeah,
first of all, we love having you around anyway. But there's just so much stuff here. I'm not an insurance agent, and there's all the things that are happening. But look, if you've got something about Obamacare or the Covered California that you either like or don't like, write to
Judy Maxwell at sbcglobal.net.
There you go. Hey, everybody. Now, tomorrow we have the chief of police on tomorrow talking about crime. And on Friday, we have Rocky Slaughter coming on talking about what he thinks happened with Measure D. So good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It looks like former Texas Governor Rick Perry is in line for a job in the Trump administration. The president-elect reportedly chosen Perry for energy secretary. Not a bad choice, says Iowa State political scientist David Anderson.
He comes from an oil state. Texas is well known as being a very big producer of oil. It bases their economy. So hopefully he understands and likes oil and is going to move to kind of produce more energy throughout the United States.
Perry at one time had been a harsh Trump critic, but he later endorsed the Republican nominee. And the top man at ExxonMobil is Mr. Trump's choice for America's top diplomat.
Trump has settled on Rex Tillerson to be Secretary of State, calling him among the most accomplished business leaders and international deal makers in the world. Tillerson has no government or diplomatic experience, but Trump says